Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 812 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky informed in his evening video address that his attention is constantly focused on the front line, in particular the Kharkiv region. He said that over the course of the day, Ukrainian forces managed to partially stabilize the situation. Quote, "The occupier who entered the Kharkiv region is being destroyed with all available means. Artillery, drones, and our infantry are working quite accurately," unquote, said the head of state. At the same time, he stressed that the same attention is paid to all other directions, especially to the Pokrovsk direction in the Donetsk region, as well as to the Kupiansk direction in the Kharkiv region. Quote, "We clearly see how the occupier is trying to distract our forces and make our combat work less concentrated," unquote, believes Zelensky. Earlier, the General Staff of Ukraine informed that Ukrainian units have partially pushed the Russians out of Vovchansk, Kharkiv Oblast, and continued the defensive operations in the northern and northwestern outskirts of the city. The Russians tried to attack on the Lipetsk front. Russian aircraft have landed strikes in the areas of Lipetsk and Maladanilivka. The Russian Defense Ministry said on Wednesday that their troops had allegedly captured the village of Robotyne, Zaporizhia Oblast, but the Ukrainian military denied this claim, reports Suspilne. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continued his visit to Kyiv and met Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, reports European Pravda. At the press conference about the meeting, Blinken announced that the United States will provide an additional $2 billion U.S. dollars in contributions to a newly created fund to develop Ukraine's defense industry and finance weapons production. The fund will focus on three areas. The first area will be assistance in acquiring what Ukraine needs. The second will be investments in Ukraine's military-industrial complex so that this industry can be strengthened and Ukraine can produce more weapons for itself and for others. And the third will be financing the purchase of weapons not only from the United States but also from other partners. The State Secretary dodged a direct answer to whether the U.S. would allow strikes on Russian territory with American weapons, but reiterated that the U.S. does not oppose strikes on Russia in principle either. Quote, "We have clearly marked our policy, but this is a decision for Ukraine to make. And we will ensure that Ukraine has the weaponry it needs to succeed on the battlefield," unquote, he stated. According to Politico, Ukrainian parliamentarians in the United States are making new attempts to persuade the Biden administration to lift the ban on the use of U.S. weapons to strike Russian territory. It is noted that Ukraine's inability to strike Russian territory prevented it from attacking Russian positions during the preparation for the offensive towards Kharkiv. For weeks, Ukraine has watched the Russians amass near the border while its forces were unable to use US-supplied weapons to launch a preemptive strike because of Washington's policy. Russia is well aware of this limitation and can concentrate at least 30,000 troops and equipment on the border without fear of being hit by the long-range U.S. tactical missile systems that Ukraine uses to devastate Russian troops on its own territory. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.